Chapter 1. Out of the Classroom. Education is not preparation for life. Education is life itself. John Dewey. Have you ever jumped from a rocky cliff into a deep pool far below? Sure, you've been told it's safe, you'll be fine. But as the soles of your feet taste the breeze, you wonder if you've made a terrible mistake. That's how I feel walking through the front door of Hamilton Middle School on this warm June afternoon. I've apparently passed the screening interview with the district team, and now I'm going to meet the principal, who will be my boss if I get the job. Sweaty but on time, after rushing from my classroom a half hour away, I wait for the secretary to show me into John Carlson's office. I've had other vice principal interviews, quite a few, actually. Times I thought it went well, only to be told they hired someone else, someone they knew, or a male. But I'm optimistic. Maybe this time it will be me. Finally, the gal with the two red lipstick puts down her phone and opens the door to the inner sanctum. John Carlson doesn't rise from his chair, but from the table where he is sitting, holds out his hand.
Ms. Walker, I'm happy to meet you.
He grasps my hand in his, pudgy and moist, and squeezes. I take the seat across the round table from the equally rotund man. He sports a mustache that needs a trim, hairs sprouting every which way. His smile reveals crooked, yellowing teeth. The scent of tobacco is in the air, despite the fact that California outlawed smoking on school campuses years ago.
So, Cynthia, may I call you Cynthia? Why middle school?
I've taught this age group for 10 years, and I love it. I can influence their character development, help them to see their positive attributes at an awkward time of life, and they get my jokes.
Good. This is one of the finest middle schools in the country. I hope you know it's a big deal to be considered for this position.
I smile and nod. Finest in the country?
I've been here 8 years and have turned this place around. Test scores are up, the teachers are awesome, and the parents, well, the parents are my partners. We work together.
Did he forget someone? And the students?
The kids. They love me, of course. You'll see. Our last VP learned so much from me that he's now a principal in the district. I'm looking for someone new to train, to back me up in this important work.
I want this job, even if the guy in charge isn't inspiring me with his dedication to curriculum or students. Plus, I've done my homework. Hamilton's test scores are not bad, but they're inconsistent. Maybe he's not a data guy, but has other endearing qualities.
So, why should I hire you?
He asks. I care about the kids and the curriculum. I'm detail-oriented and organized. My special education background will make a difference for your special needs students. I'm all about improving instruction. Oh, and I'm a hard worker.
I'll make sure you work hard.
He gives me a sly grin.
What are your weaknesses?
My response, from a repertoire of previous answers. I'm an overachiever. I like to finish every task, and I don't give up on people.
That's great. And you're okay handling student discipline for all the grades?
Sure, I answer. All of it? What will he be doing? He grins and rises.
Shall we go for a walk?